Now, the Labour Party has accused the government of dragging its feet when it comes to introducing legislation that would provide leave for work for women who've lost a baby. The party tabled a bill back in 2021, which would give up to 20 days paid time off to recover from the loss of an early pregnancy, that is a pregnancy under 24 weeks. The Labour Party bill would also give up to 10 days paid leave for all employees accessing fertility treatments, such as IVF, in vitro fertilisation. Currently, women are not entitled to leave if the pregnancy loss occurs before 24 weeks. Alan O'Brien, Radio Kerry, spoke to Marita Hennessy of the UCC Pregnancy Loss Research Group, who's one of the authors of PLACES, Pregnancy Loss in Workplaces Report, which was commissioned by the department responsible for equality back in 2022. Alan first asked Marita if she thinks the proposed 20 days of annual leave as set out in the Labour bill is enough.
That's kind of one of the big questions. In ways we speak about, there is a need for statutory leave. And based on our research, we didn't come out with a recommendation saying it should be X length in duration, because it varies hugely in terms of what's available in other countries and also what people need on an individual basis. It's worth noting that's what's in the Labour's policy, or the bill that they have. There was another bill that was introduced last year by Senator Nicole Ryan, which is the Pregnancy Loss Miscellaneous Provisions Bill, and that kind of makes provision for a period of 5 days for the person who carried the pregnancy that ended, and then 2.5 days for partners. So you can see there's kind of differences in the number of days, and there's lots of things that influence that, I suppose, from a policymaker's perspective as well, in terms of trying to get this type of statutory leave over the line. We know that leave is the number one thing that people want in terms of having the time off, both to, I suppose, process the emotional side of it, and then for other people it's kind of the physical recovery around that as well. And we know that half of people go back to work and they're still experiencing physical symptoms of the pregnancy loss. Leave and statutory paid leave is kind of the one thing that's really needed. When we asked people within the national survey the amount of leave that they took, again, there was kind of huge variation, but the most common, or the most frequently mentioned amount of time that they took from work was between 2 and 4 weeks. And again, when we asked people how long do they think such leave should be, again, the most frequent response was kind of 2 to 4 weeks.
And different countries, they all have different forms of leave. Do you think Ireland, since we're ranked among world leaders as a high income country, do you think we're kind of behind on a world stage when it comes to the leave before 24 weeks?
I suppose we are, really, and we're talking about it for a long time as well. When you do look at our, say, our review of the legislation across the high income countries, when we did that at the time, there were only 10 countries or jurisdictions within countries out of a total of 81 high income countries that did provide pregnancy loss leave. Since then, we've seen other countries on board. So we're just kind of doing an update of that at the moment. And there's about 6 or 7 other countries or jurisdictions that have introduced leave. There's a real opportunity here for Ireland, and I suppose particularly now, because all regions of the UK will have leave as well, and especially within Northern Ireland, that we really need to kind of get ahead of the curve. And I think it's important to acknowledge as well, leave provision and how you structure it differs in different countries. So in Ireland as well, we don't have statutory bereavement leave, so that's not an option for people to take either. And how it's coming in the north is around bereavement leave and things like that. So sometimes there's a mechanism already in existence where this type of legislation can be brought in under another piece of work. And I know that the government, to be fair to them, are doing a lot of work around developing proposals for this type of leave and just seeing how it can best fit, I suppose, within our legislative structures, and whether it can go under existing legislation or whether there's kind of new bespoke legislation that needs to be brought in for it.
One thing that really struck me while going through the PLACES report was that so many women included in your survey, they feel guilty for taking time off work after suffering a pregnancy loss. For example, there was a lot of teachers and those who work in very busy environments. Why do you think that guilt or stigma still exists?
Historically, there is so much stigma and taboo around pregnancy loss, and I suppose women's health more generally within this country particularly. And I do think that definitely influences, and often people didn't want to disclose their loss because they didn't want anyone knowing. They didn't want to talk about it. They didn't want it to impact on their career. And then there was a lot of the guilt of, we're really under pressure at work as it is. And if I'm out, then someone else will have to maybe take over my role. Or for teachers, it was like, I have an exam class and I don't want to let them down. I do think that a lot of it is kind of that whole issue around stigma, and then just kind of, I suppose, the challenges that there are within workplaces and people not wanting to push people out in general either. And I suppose another important point to make is as well, is that some people didn't take time off work. One, because of the pressure, but then two, some people just wanted to get back to work. So like that's kind of a smaller proportion, but I think it just highlights the value of work and the importance of providing people with support through work so that people can get back and people avail of support through their workplaces, be it with colleagues that they trust or some larger organisations would provide access to counselling supports and things like that, you know, which I think are really important.
Another one of the questions posed in the survey was that if an entitlement leave was introduced for pregnancy losses under 24 weeks, should there be a limit on how many times people can avail of this leave? What were the responses to this question? And do you think people would abuse this leave if it became available?
Yeah, I think this was the most difficult question that we asked. And in so many ways, we didn't want to ask it because it is incredibly offensive. And I think we got that back within the responses. They were so incredibly offended that we asked this question. But I suppose we felt that we had to ask it in ways because this is often a criticism that comes when legislation is being discussed. You know, if you bring in X number of days leave, people will just go out on this type of leave all the time. And you can't trust people that they've actually had this experience. And dare I say it, particularly women. And we had some of that. I suppose some of that was informed kind of around, there was discussions around the domestic violence leave as well. And some of the discussions around that were like, you know, the proof that is needed and things like that. So we were really conscious of that. And we really wanted to kind of get the framing of proposals around what supports were needed. The majority of people when asked that question came back going, I actually think this is shocking. One person even said, to even question this is absolutely horrendous and very ignorant. When you look at all the responses, kind of three things came forward in the response to that was, kind of a loss is a loss regardless whether it's the first, third, fourth, fifth, each one should be recognised as such. And then the second thing was around pregnancy loss is out of your control. So by kind of even asking that question, it was kind of positioning women in terms of like you can't believe them, but also even furthering the stigma that there is around pregnancy loss. And often people feel so much shame and guilt anyway. And then people kind of discussed implementation issues around it. So while they said this is an absolutely abhorrent question, we can see how some people might think that, you know, people could potentially abuse this leave, and kind of they rebutted that in terms of it's not the type of leave anyone wants to take.
While it's not mandatory for employers to enact such policies right now, some employers, for example, in your report, you mentioned Lidl, Bank of Ireland and Vodafone, and then yourselves in UCC have adopted your own policies in regard to early pregnancy loss. Do you think we'll see a rise in companies kind of adopting their own pregnancy loss policies until such legislation is enacted?
I think we will. And I suppose often there are some of the bigger companies who kind of can do this in ways, and for them it's really about attracting and retaining talent and investing in workers and things like that. And often maybe it's part of kind of a larger organization, so it could be a multinational, or you know, that's a big structure that can support things around this. But I do think that workers are really advocating for this, so I think companies are responding, and there are lots of things that companies can do, because even when you provide leave, there has to be training and education for managers and even co-workers, and you know, ensuring flexible work arrangements and things like that. I would kind of call out to all of your listeners who, if there is anything you can do within your own circumstances to advocate for better support for your loved ones, your colleagues, people within your community, if you're an employer, you can go to our website, download the toolkit. It is a really practical resource. We also have another resource, and it's available on our website as well. It's called Words at Work. It's a really small little book, and it's 23 pieces of text from people who took part in our research. So it's a short quote from their interviews, and it just really gets across what it's like to experience pregnancy loss as a worker. And then the toolkit will help people to kind of realise those aspirations around better support in practice themselves. The toolkit and the book are available on our website, www.ucd.ie.
What was the most surprising outcome of the report for you?
Just in terms of the volume of responses that we got, and I think to be honest, that's probably the thing that was most surprising for us. When we were commissioned by the department to do this work, we had put in that we would do a survey and we would probably get about 100 responses. And we had the survey open for just over nearly four weeks, and we had about 1,200 responses. Now, not all of them were included. 913 were included. Some didn't complete the survey or had to be excluded for certain reasons. In terms of the richness of the responses and the length that people wrote about their experiences, you can't even look back at those responses without being incredibly affected. For me, one of the most shocking things, which technically I shouldn't really be shocked about, is discrimination within the workplace, one around pregnancy in general, and two around pregnancy after loss, and how that is still the reality. You know, when we did the survey back in 2023, that people still have a fear of losing out on promotions or losing their jobs because they tell their employer that they're pregnant or that they have lost pregnancy. Yeah, that's probably the standout one, really.
Yeah, there you go. Very interesting stuff on that overall campaign and the need for that policy to be introduced. The Labour Party saying the government are dragging their feet on it. That was Alan O'Brien speaking to Marita Hennessy of the UCC Pregnancy Loss Research Group. If you've been affected by that, if you have your own story to tell, would you like to see that legislation brought in for 20 days annual leave? If that is enough, then get in touch with us on the programme. On tomorrow's show, you'll hear more on this issue from Alan. More information can be found on ucc.ie/pregnancy-loss, and you can find the toolkit mentioned in the interview there as well. The Miscarriage Association of Ireland's website is miscarriage.ie, and they've got a telephone support line from 10 a.m. to midday on 085 822 0046, and also have a support line that operates in the evening as well. That's 085 822 0046, and more information and support available from miscarriage.ie. It's the Miscarriage Association of Ireland.